played 10 football games. We have 11 left on the schedule. We've done some very good things, and we have a number of areas that we need to improve upon as we move forward in the 2013 season.
After you obviously had a chance to look at the film, what were the positives that you took out of yesterday? And obviously there were some things I'm sure that concerned you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I felt our guys, you know, we made enough plays to hang in there have it to go to the last play of the game with an attempt to take the game into overtime. So I think our guys showed some resiliency. We didn't play well in the third quarter, but we came back in the fourth quarter, made a couple plays, made it a competitive game, but ultimately didn't make enough plays to win the game. So I think there's, you know, as I mentioned, kind of as a capsule of our whole season, there's been some good things, but there's obviously a lot of things to get better.
You talk about the decision to spike the ball. There was a minute 15 left and first down. I think you were on Baltimore's 35.
And we were on the first and 10 on the 34. We spiked it with 101 remaining on the clock. You know, it was an inbound completion on first and 10 with a running clock, and I made the decision to do that and thought it was the right thing to do at that particular point in time.
Well, what made you think, because, I mean, there was a minute left and you were in good position. What made you think that?
I thought it was the right thing to do at that point in time. I knew the situation. It was an inbound completion. Clock was moving. Felt we have a couple clean plays that we could execute well to move the ball into scoring position.
John, I know you guys say that you're always searching to upgrade the team. Do you do that with more vigilance this week and especially at offensive line?
I don't know that there's any more vigilance, no. I mean, I think that's a continual thing that we're always evaluating personnel at all points of the season.
Is this the week, because you have a whole, you know, obviously a week to regroup, maybe Nate Garner sees the field? I mean, is there a chance that you guys make a change in the lineup?
Well, we believe in the guys that we have. We have confidence in them. We've got to continue to strive all positions. I know everybody wants to focus on one position. There's a lot of positions on this football team that need improvement. And we believe in the guys we have. We're going to continue to work with them.
Ryan's mobility yesterday, especially in the 46-yard pass to Gibson and the early 30-yarder to Hartline, pretty impressive with his throwing on the run. Is that encouraging? Is that something you can see maybe could be more of an impact or more of a part of the?
Well, you know, they weren't designed. I mean, while they were excellent plays, and I agree with you 100%, Andy, they were very good throws and they're very athletic plays, excellent plays. Would prefer on those plays that wouldn't necessarily have to do that, but certainly we have movement type plays in the offense. We had one, I believe, the Brian Hartline in the game. We had one the other Monday night game that we've used. We use them at times, and we will continue to do so as we see fit.
Joe, how do you assess the state of the running game?
Well, I thought Baltimore's run defense, obviously, I could give them credit. They were well prepared. They did a nice job run defense wise. We felt unlike Monday night, where we felt there was some in our three wide out sets, we had a lot of production in our run game. In the Monday night game, they kind of played it a little different schematically than our previous opponent did. So we felt like, you know, for most of the time, it was more advantageous to throw the ball in that personnel grouping than that one. So our volume, our number of carries was down. And obviously our production was down as well. So it's been up and down is the best way. You know, I thought we had kind of hit a three-week stretch where there was some relatively good productivity, but obviously yesterday there wasn't.
If you can get it up more consistently and more in balance on the run pass numbers, how much will that help with the pass protection?
I think it will definitely help. I think the more reasonable you are, your second down calls and those type of things. Then, you know, the other thing that was missing yesterday was, you know, we didn't have a great play action game because we didn't have the run game and those second and threes and fours and those type of things to, you know, kind of keep the defense on their toes or honest, so to speak. So I think that can help. I think a good run game can help your protection.
Joe, going back to the spike for a second, do you still stand behind that decision that was the right thing to do?
I do. And I was the one who made the call. So,
when you look at pass protection, would rolling Ryan out, would that help, or would that just put fast guys in pursuit?
If you have a good pass concept that you like, you feel like you can complete a ball, yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. We have those type of plays in the offense. We've utilized them throughout various times this season. So the one way is the only way or the right way or the wrong way. Certainly, you can move the quarterback, and there's completions to be had there.
So
Some teams use the bye to reassess the coaching staff as well. Were you foreseeing any changes at all in your staff over the next 2 weeks or no?
No. From our view in the press box, defensively, Deion Jordan looked to have probably perhaps his best game so far, both pass rushing and against the run and even in coverage. Is he coming along at the pace that you've expected from him now?
Yeah, I think the ability that he's had to stay on the practice field has been one of the real keys in his development. You know, early on it was something that he wasn't able to do, and he's been on the field a lot. He's been getting more, you know, used to the calls defensively, how his responsibility fits into the entire scheme, the fundamentals, the techniques, all that.
Just to follow up, so with what he's showing you and what Derek Shelby showing the last couple of times, what does that do for your confidence level when Cam isn't available or he can't go?
Yeah, I mean, again, all the 46 guys that are up, they have an obligation to be ready and prepared to play, and I think they've demonstrated that.
You said after the Saints game that you'd learn a lot about your team, how they responded that week, how they responded in the game. How do you feel they responded last weekend in the game?
Again, I think our effort was good. I thought we the guys competed till the end and, you know, gave ourselves a chance. We were in the game the whole way, but we have to do better. We have to do better. I think they're a resilient group. I think they're professional, hardworking, high-character guys. We certainly have some things we need to correct, but that's what we're in this business to do.
So how do you feel heading into the bye? Because obviously 3-2 is a more positive record than maybe some people would have guessed, but it comes on a two-game losing streak. I mean, how do you feel right now?
Yeah. I have faith in the guys that we have in the locker room. I have faith in the staff that we have, that we can we have to identify. We can't sweep things under the rug. We know we're not playing perfect football. We have to do better. There's no doubt about it. But I put my faith in the guys in the locker room and the staff that we'll, if we stick together and we work at it, we'll correct the mistakes and be a better football team after the bye.
You've been asked a lot, obviously, about pass protection.
Sure.
The pace you're on is just, might break an NFL record if it continues at this pace. That year, the quarterback involved was never the same afterwards. Is there a concern that the accumulation of hits and pressure might alter Ryan's trajectory of his career?
Not at this point in time, but I do believe it's very important when you're, again, I'll say it one more time, that the pass game starts with protection. You have to do it. You have to be able to demonstrate an ability to consistently protect the quarterback. I don't care what level of football it is. So, certainly, the more times you can keep your quarterback clean and not get hit, not get sacked, not get hurried, not get rushed, the better. You know, I think you're going to be a more effective passing team. I mean, there's probably no argument there.
And what time more, guys? Do you consider making changes, Nate Gardner, Watkins, giving them a chance to probably help solidify that offensive line?
Well, we, as I said, initially, we believe in the guys that we have. We have confidence in them. We know we've got work to do, that we've got guys that need to improve fundamentally, not just at the offensive line position. I mean, I know that's a huge focus, and we do need to develop and improve there. But there's other positions on the team that also we also need to improve on, and other individuals. So it's a team-wide. We got to get improvement from a wide variety of players.
Do you want to ask one? How specifically do you use your time this week with the players this extra week? What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, right now we're making our corrections, obviously, from the game from yesterday, watching the tape, going through start to finish, and then we're going to get on the practice field tomorrow and, you know, primarily focus on ourselves. We spent a lot of time on self-scout. We got to get our internal things right before we necessarily get too overly concerned with our next opponent. So this week's more about, from a coaching standpoint and a player standpoint, you know, tightening down our stuff, making sure we're doing the right things. Maybe we should emphasize, you know, this particular scheme more than that. And that's what the bye week's doing, and that's what they're there for, and that's what we'll do.
Andy, last one. Go ahead.
Caleb suffered his first miss yesterday. He took it pretty hard after the game. What do you and Darren tell him or say to him afterwards to keep his, you know, confidence?
Well, I don't know. I saw his quote was outstanding. You know, it was a great snap. It was a great hold. The protection was great. You have an individual that takes accountability for his performance the fifth game into his season, you're going to have a chance to be a football player in this program, because if you're responsible and accountable and professional, which this guy is, you'll make adjustments and you'll get better.